Nyang Athian Mopal, a youth from Wulfayam of Toynos County, blunderly handed over his gun to a county security committee. Warab State Governor Bona Fanak set up the funeral in August this year. Mopal admits gun have caused more suffering to local communities.
I have fully understood the damages caused to us by guns. I was not able to move from my area to nearby communities because I feared guns. Today we have decided to say it is enough to the devastation we have inflicted on ourselves.
Mopal says he has no plans to buy another gun after witnessing relative peace in the area, and says he cannot understand why guns find their way back into civilian hands after several disarmament exercises in the area. He is urging authorities to ensure the guns collected this time are either destroyed or kept away from civilians. Bol Deng, another local youth who blunderly handed over his weapon to the county security committee, says although he, another armed youth, gave up their guns, he believes some unnamed government official will supply their relatives with guns again. Deng says he will work with traditional chiefs and the county security team to help identify civilians carrying illegal firearms.
Now people are talking about collecting guns, and in less than a month later, these guns will come back. I was the first person to come out and hand over my gun to my chief before the committee came to the area. I wanted the people to take me as an example and hand over their guns.
Marial Mayar, another youth who surrendered his gun, says he has seen the security situation improve over the first few months after several youth surrendered their guns.
From October up to now, people are moving freely in Warab town without fear because guns were taken. Personally, I have accepted to say no more buying of guns this time.
Mayar is urging state authorities to improve security in the area by protecting the newly disarmed communities. Ayin Agin Kwat, a paramount chief of the Noi community, says he formed a committee of 20 local youth leaders and instructed them to move from village to village and collect guns from armed youth. He says armed young men have helped him collect 223 guns from the Noi community alone. Kwat says he worries that after collecting more than 200 illegal guns from civilians, some rogue security operatives will resell firearms to local youth.
Really, we are tired of guns. As the local chiefs, we feel threatened and insecure when we deal with these armed youth. Several disarmament exercises were done in the past, but guns returned back in less than a month. We are asking the authorities to properly manage these collected guns and not to allow these local youth to rearm themselves.
Gabriela Wanmokwoch, Secretary General of the now defunct Tony State, says although several disarmament exercises are being carried out this year, local youth are still carrying guns in the three Tony counties.
The exercise has stopped for some time because civilians clashed with the army in August this year. The government is preparing to hold dialogue and peace conferences at the grassroots levels to engage these communities on peaceful coexistence.
Civilians in two counties of Warab State, Gourial West and Gourial East, were disarmed 2 years ago. Although most civilians in Thoin North County have surrendered their guns, civilians in Thoin East and Thoin South counties have yet to voluntarily hand over their guns to authorities. In this year, President Salva Kiir ordered a nationwide disarmament and formed a committee for Greater Barra-Gazal region, which was tasked with implementing the order. For BOA News, Daniel Marengwek in Juba.